Okay, the first question I pulled out. Can you tell us about how Ajahn Chah taught Western monks when he doesn't know English? Because I did mention it, that image of the water and how you know with the language you... hard to tell water, but that is one of the ways that he himself answered when people asked. I remember another time when he was asked how he taught Westerners when he didn't know English, and he said, "It's not difficult, just like teaching buffaloes." Pull them here, pull them there, and sooner or later they learn. So comparing sort of Westerners to water buffaloes, the principle under both of those is really in the sense of both in terms of experience and training, because what Ajahn Chah taught was very much around training, and in as opposed to philosophy. He didn't really teach us about the philosophy of Buddhism, although we learned it by being steeped in it. But it was more the experience of training and practicing and living it, and so that he really. His example and the conditions that he set. Also, he was extremely capable. He was an incredible communicator, so that even with simple language, he could really communicate. I remember one time a particular monk there's a group of us, and then Ajahn Chah came over to visit, and this monk had been a monk for a few years, and then his language wasn't even though it was, still wasn't that good. But anyway, we came out to receive him, and he came up to that monk, and then he just sort of went up and put his hand on his chest and sort of felt like he was still hot. So it was. He really understood people's character, and was able to, you know, to make it light as well. So that was, he was really, skilled communicator.